Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now
Dr. Cassandra McDonald with Cass Ministries. It is a mind thing. It's just a mind thing. So elated, so excited, brag for just a second here. My daughter, my firstborn, my only daughter, turned 40 years old. So we gave her an incredible birthday party in a lovely restaurant on the water in Detroit. And I'm telling you, it's a mindset. I said, you have a new start, a new heart. 40 is the year of dispensation, and God is just, he's very strategic with his children that he loved and how he plans and how his numbers, they make a difference. They're very important to him if you study the numbers in the Bible. So I said, this is a special, special year for you because you get to start everything brand new. You know, Moses started when he's in the 40s. He turned 40. That's where our first dispensation of really have clarity with. He took himself away from being in the house of the prince, the king of Egypt, and he decided to suffer with the children of his race of Israel. And then 40 more years, the Lord trained him, and then he sent him to Egypt. It's important to know where you are, who you are, and why you are in him. And where this is November and December, we're studying the last part of putting on the whole armor of God. And our the last part of the armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we're going to study intently the Word of God, and it's going to be an exciting study these next this month and next month, ending up our year. The Lord has already started working and giving me revelatory insight as to what we're to study in 2017. Woo, it's going to be hot. But right now, we're on the armor, you know, as we study the whole armor of God. Let me go back to that other screen. That'll be easier screen to choose from. So what we're studying, the subject is the greatest weaponry guaranteed is God's sword, which is the Word, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. His Word is so powerful, and the coolest thing, and I just keep reading and getting the confirmation, is that His Word is in our mouth. When He put His Spirit in our mouth and He saved us and He spoke through us using our tongue and using our voice, that made His Word in our mouth. So in our mouth, we have the power to speak those things as though they were. That's what He tells us to do, and to ask in faith, believing. Is all about what you say. And my random scripture that I was reading for today is Psalms 110th Psalm. And the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And the word your is capitalized. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power and in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your strength. I'm telling you, the Lord at right hand signifies power. And our subject again is greatest weaponry guaranteed, God's sword, which is His Word, never ever fail. And the image I gave on Facebook is this angel, these huge, 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 huge wings. Know that you have angels that have been assigned to you. We have the greatest weaponry. That's why we can live fearlessly in faith, believing that God is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So many times we just, and I've dealt with people, and I'm learning and hearing, oh my goodness, that they kind of, they're not seeking the Lord with their own heart, their whole heart. And we have to watch that we do that. I was counseling one of my clients today, and, you know, one of the things that we have so much, even in the church, is low self-esteem, because we've listened to the things that people have said about us. We've listened to the things that people define us with. But that is not what God says about us. He says, sit still. I make your enemies your footstool. All you have to do is wait on him. But wait in faith and wait believing. And low self-esteem means I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't believe this about me, and I don't understand that. It's things that you're putting down a product of God, which is you. He said he made you a little lower in his image. And he said, you shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall have power. Everything you need, and it's not about being braggadocious or egotistical, but it's being confident in who you are and whose you are. It's knowing that you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation to show forth. You want to represent God. It's knowing those things that gives you confidence when you speak, because you're going to speak those things into being that should be. It's just as simple as I had a meeting and something got miscommunicated. So this is the executive president. So I called him at his place of work. And of course he has people that, answer the phone. You have to go through several people to get to him. And they said, well, I'll take your number and have them call you back. I said, no. Take my number, take a written note into whatever meeting or message he is on, because I will wait here until he comes to this phone and tells me that we are keeping that meeting today, because today I've arranged to make the meeting and today is when I'm having that. So it's not about being rude, but it's being confident and knowing that when you make a request of something, God has already sent angels and whatever you need before you to make things happen. God said to me once, he said, don't worry when I give you an assignment and when I tell you to do something, because I've already prepared their hearts to receive you. And God just, I called on angels tonight. I'm in a place and, I said, well, okay, what kind of wisdom did I employ here? I said, well, I'm just going to call on me a few angels to surround me and surround this. And I'm going to stay at peace because I know that I'm protected. And I've had experiences, stuff make your hair stand up with my angels. But I know that they're here. And now I access them. And the Lord wants us to open our eyes and to know and to believe. And I'll tell you a story. It bears telling. And this is a true story. Two young ladies were in New York. They took a cab. As soon as they got in the cab, they had a Jamaican driver. It has nothing to do with the nationality. Being Jamaican could have been anything. But he just happened to have been. And when they got in the cab and the doors closed, they heard someone go, clunk. Okay, the door is locked. There are no handles to open the door. So he says, I've got you too, and I'm taking you out and doing what I want to do and leave you out when I get finished. And the one girl, she said, oh, she couldn't make it any way. She just began speaking in tongues. She just began worshiping. She said, oh, no, I'm called. I can't do nothing in the physical, so let me work in the spirit. And she just began to worship in tongues and call on the Lord, but she was just speaking in tongues. So the driver said, you can speak in tongues all you want. I know what those tongues are. That is not going to save you. And so the other girl that was with her kept hitting her with her elbow, saying, stop that. You're making him madder and madder. Stop that. He's gonna hurt us more. Don't make him mad. She didn't pay any attention because she knew where her help comes from. And she just began to even just speak more and more and more. And finally, the car is being bumped from side to side. It's rocking. Side to side, just rocking. And so the guy just stops the car, jumps out, opens the door and says, get out. And they said, wait a minute, where are we? You just going to leave us out here? And he says, get out. And they said, well, what happened? He says, you didn't see those two large beings, one on either side of the car that was bumping the car, running as fast as he is driving, but they're on foot. They're angels. And soon as he said that, bam, the Holy Spirit fell on the other girl who had not experienced receiving the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, and she began speaking in tongues. I'm telling you, this thing works. Now, you know, as recently as maybe 2 years ago, that young little boy was kidnapped. Maybe he was 10 or 12-ish. And you can probably YouTube it, I'm sure, and find it. And he was singing Hezekiah Walker's song. It doesn't come to me right now. But in the back of that car, he kept singing. And he kept singing about my help. Where is that song going? It may come to me. But it's a worship song. Every day, everybody worship. Every something, you know the song. Everybody worship to our Lord. However it goes. God my healer, God my helper. That's how the middle part. That little boy, he sang that for hours. And though his captors let him go. I'm telling you, if you... We have the greatest guaranteed weaponry. Greatest guaranteed to defeat any enemy. That's the kind of warfare. Every praise is to our God, every bit of worship. He kept singing. And they said, "Will you shut up?" And he was not going to shut up. But he's been on all kinds of TV shows and everything. He says, "I knew God would take care of me." A little boy, a child to lead them, singing, and they just let him go. I'm telling you, anytime anything that you're confronted with any issues, no matter what it is, Jeremiah says, call on me. The Lord said in 33rd chapter, 3rd verse, call on me and I answer. Call on the Lord. You've got ammunition. You have legions working for you. An example, the scripture that I used in the Bible came from 2 Kings 6, chapter 12, verse. It's in the Word. And it's in our living epistles examples now. So it reads, and one of his servants said, none, my Lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in my bedchamber. Oh, is this the one I want? Yeah, this is it. And he said, okay, what had happened was this king kept, I'll give you just a little bit that happened before the sixth verse, the sixth chapter rather. This king wanted to attack the Israelites, but God would come to Elisha and tell him their defense strategy. And so he would let the Israelites know, and the king could never figure, could carry out the defense strategy because the enemy knew where they were. So here's where it picks up in the 12th verse. And one of his servants said what he had done. The king, he brought all of his servants, says, who are you that are spies and a betrayer, within this regime that I'm trying to do? Which one of you have betrayed us? And so the servant says, none of us, Lord. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. Do you know the enemy will let you know? I mean, God will let you know what your enemies are saying and what your enemies are doing and prepare you. He will tell you, thus and so is coming. Be prepared. Thus and so is going to ask you this question. Here's how I want you to answer them. I'm speaking about my experience now. I mean, God will do that all the time. He will take care of you. If you're listening, if you're beckoning, and if he's first, and if you're fearless. I have a little saying, when you release fear, you can hear. God can talk to you. So he tells the king, he says, no, king, this God they serve tells them the things that you'll speak in your bedchamber, 13 verse. And he says, go and spy where he is that I may send and fetch him. And it was told unto him, behold, he's in Dothan, 14. Therefore he sent thither horses, chariots, and a great host. He sent all his after Elijah. Now, Elijah's only one man. but he sent a great host of horses and chariots. And they came by night, snuck up. Now, as if Elijah wasn't going to know, he knew everything else. Okay. He snuck up on him. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" He's got that fear. And he answered, this is his answer, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." If you could just take that one sentence and hold on it. It says, "Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world." In the New Testament, that's that verse. And in the Old Testament, it says, "There are more of us, more of they that be with us than with them." Now, they've got a great host. And he says, "Fear not." 17, Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." In other words, give him faith to know and literally let him see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. 18. And when they came down, Elisha, the enemy is still simple enough to try to attack. But hear the word, speak the word. Elisha prayed unto the Lord, and here's what Elisha said. "Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness." He smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And then it says, if God be for us, I finished there. According to the words of Elisha, they were defeated. There is no weaponry formed against you that can prosper, because God and his host are an army fighting for you. That's if you allow them to fight. Now, if you want to go to battle, do your own thing and say, you know, I got this, I can do this, I can do that, help yourself. Let's see how it turns out. But if you say, "Lord, I am thine." I've been in situations where everyone in the room, I knew that it was going to be a confrontation, and at least six people, and these are people of authority and have power to really do some damage. And so there's one meeting I went into, I said, "Lord, I'm going into this meeting. It's going to be peaceful. I'm going to have fun. Oh yeah, by the way, I win." And so I get in the meeting. It was so interesting. Now, that was my prayer. Every one of them said contrary, no. The answer was no. It wasn't. I didn't get a yes. They were all on one accord. No. All of the investigators, all the examiners, and then the head person, they all were on one accord, and the answer was no. And I needed a yes. So when they finished giving me all of their no's and telling me there was no way they could support that, this wouldn't work, blah, 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 and I said, "Lord, I'm just going to sit here, relax. I'm not going to say a word, not even in my defense. And I want to watch you change their speech. I just want to see that." And so the head person says, "I have to agree and support my committee." And they all say no. But based on some evidence from a couple of other sources, I'm still going to say no, but I'm going to, it's like she made a judgment and then she overturned the judgment. I'm still going to say no, but based on this evidence, I'm going to say yes to this situation because I want to give it a chance, even though all of them say no. And then she looked at them and they all said, "Oh, okay." So it was granted. I'm like, wow. I said, I refuse to sweat, raise an eyebrow. I know that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he moveth it whithersoever he willeth, like the river, the way it to go. I said, "You're in charge." And I heard someone say, and it was in that movie, The Great Debate. Who's the judge? God's the judge. Why is he the judge? Because he decides who wins and who loses. Hello.
I told the Lord, I said, I win. I am your child. I serve you. I love you. I adore you with my heart, my soul, my life. I choose you. So this is my request.
God granted it. It was awesome. See, there's an army fighting for you if you'll call on it and allow it. Because if God is for you, there is no one who can be against you. We have the creator of the universe. He's our personal savior. Hello? Yes. When we pray, God moves. When we pray in faith, it moves God. He goes, oh, my baby needs me. Yes. Now, he's already done it, but you never see the manifestations of it if you didn't believe him. That, man, you know, thank you, Lord, that happened to me this week. And I'll give you details as it process. But there was a phenomena where I went to the head guru in this one region, and I was told, absolutely no, it doesn't fit. It's out of the box. Frankly, I don't have time. And no, it's not a go. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. Because I know how that person felt anyway. And I knew that was going to be their answer. And I'm like, okay, but there's one higher than you, babe. So I went to the higher. And they said, oh, my goodness, this is absolutely fabulous. 100% different. And had more input. Was excited because I know this vision, this request came from God. I'm just a conduit who's processing it because that's my assignment. And I'm like, I tell people, when God tells me to do something and he brings it across my plate, I'm going after it. And they said, well, how? I said, that's the one thing I don't worry about is the how, because that part's none of my business. It's just like Elijah's servant saying, do you see all these chairs? How are we going to be protected? Don't have to worry about the how, because God is my how. God is my rock. God is my deliverer. He is my refuge. He is my strong power. He's the how. He lives in the future. He owns all the houses in the land. He's rich. He's the how. I don't have to have a figure out. Have I waited till I figure it out how? It would never happen. When I started my camp, I'm walking and I heard God said, do your camp this year. And I went, I heard that. Now, I've been wanting to do that camp since I've been at Interlochen International Camp. So let's say, so this is 2016. We've been almost 14 years. So let's say, so I guess 14 years ago, this is when he said it. But prior to that, it was probably 20 years after I went to college. And he says, do the camp. And I went, I heard that. I was walking. I heard it in my spirit, in my head. God, I know his voice. He said, do the camp. I said, well, what am I supposed to do? He says, just start talking to people. That was the how. And the rest will work out. And 14 years later, never failed me yet. Ha! That's the God that we serve. That's the God that's fighting for you and me. Call on him and expect him to take care of you. All he wants is call. He says, call on me and know that my presence is already here just waiting. Be blessed and know that you're protected and that you're kept by the greatest weaponry guaranteed to win. Every time. Guarantee. Be blessed and know that he is the Lord God that loves you. Woo! Father, in the name of Jesus, there is no God like our God. Lord, we bless your name in Jesus' name. Woo! Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Greatest weaponry.
show here. It is Wednesday night, midweek. Out of my head, midweek, and I want to do a few moments of organic moments. If anybody is out there, come on, tag in, push the share button, give me some thumbs up, some hearts. I learned you got to ask for that now these days. So come on, pull up a chair, come on, sit around the organ. My sister-in-law, Lady Juanita Lowe in Chicago, made a special request, so I'm going to meet her request tonight. And I'll start off with that, and then I'll go on into these organic moments that we have, these few moments together. So I think she wanted something like this. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for the clouds, they turn to gray. I don't worry about my future, for I know what Jesus said, and I know he's walking beside me, for he knows where lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I just don't seem to understand. May not know
who's Harry? Where is he? Oh, he's young. Oh, he loves art. He's an Italian. Oh, God. What is it? He's a manicure. Whoa. He's attractive. Oh no. Where's his wife? Why? Oh. What is this? It's getting so informal.
Looks tall. Where is it? Language.
What's wrong with her? One moment she's on. Oh my God. Continued happy birthday wishes, my daughter, period. Tomorrow, please get a yes, no, or maybe from whomever you're thinking of. It's been a week. I need a response about Guatemala. Thank you. Wait a minute, they know her? What's she? What happened to her? I don't know who it is. I know that face. But I don't have a mosquito or something. She's there. Not this one. Mm-hmm.